Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
FM Richland Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, FM 107.7 in Richland Center. It is 41 degrees. News time is next this morning and sponsored on WRCO by the good folks at Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's touted progress in shrinking the federal workforce, but a federal judge in California ruled that the Office of Personnel Management does not have authority to order the firings of probationary employees. But ABC's Rachel Scott says the ruling is not so clear-cut.
The unions that were suing the Trump administration celebrating this move, saying that it is a legal full stop. But the judge here not really providing so much clarity on what this means for workers that have already been let go. Will they be rehired? And again, only suggesting that these firings should stop, not ordering it.
Today, President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The two expected to sign a deal that grants the U.S. access to Ukrainian resources. The investigation in New Mexico continuing into the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. A warrant said Hackman was found on the floor, his wife in a bathroom with a space heater near her head. And Pope Francis on day 15 in a Rome hospital, but no longer critical. This is ABC News. Sunday's Academy Awards are drawing lots of attention because of how several categories are wide open. That is extended to online.
The Academy Awards ceremony is just a few days away.
Reaching peak Oscar buzz right now, so people are searching for all sorts of things.
Google Trends expert Nick Byrne says the most searched Best Picture nominee is Anora.
Followed by The Brutalist, and then Nickel Boys came in third. And Amelia Perez in fourth.
But he adds that what people search for doesn't necessarily indicate what Academy voters will cast a ballot for. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
The Oscars air Sunday on ABC. Native American activist Leonard Peltier continues to maintain his innocence. He spoke to the Associated Press in his first interview since then-President Biden commuted his life sentence for killing two FBI agents in 1975. He said resistance continues, but violence will not. Law enforcement criticized the release. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Have you visited the Creative Outlet lately? We are a family-owned business carrying a variety of products that support many individuals in our community. We consign brand-name clothing at resale prices, display handmade crafts made by local artisans, and offer craft supplies that you want to purchase because special orders are always welcome. Store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. I'm Heather, and I invite you to visit the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Are you looking to brighten up your space? Right now at Court & Main, everything lighting is 25% off. From sleek modern lamps to cozy warm styles, we've got something for every room. Whether you're updating your living room or adding a little glow to your bedroom, you'll find the perfect piece at a great price. Hurry in, this sale won't last long. Only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Visit us today or call us at 608-647-8713. Exclusions do apply. See store for details.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. Ezekiel 38:7. Warnings from a variety of sources have a role in contemporary society. For example, here in the United States, the National Weather Service uses the words advisory, watch, and warning to alert citizens about potentially dangerous weather. One warning was immortalized by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. It begins with, "Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere on the 18th of April in 75. Hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year." While the end time events prophesied in the Bible may seem shrouded in mystery to us, they are not hypothetical. We can be certain they will occur. We want to make sure we are prepared, that our peace is made with God, and we are on the Lord's side. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a powerful low-pressure system sweeping down from southern Canada into upper Michigan today will provide strong winds to our region. Wind advisories posted throughout the area for late morning and afternoon, so be careful traveling. Winds could gust to 40 miles per hour or higher. Any loose objects like garbage cans and whatnot will likely get blown around, and there could be some damage to weak tree limbs and a couple of power lines as well, so keep an eye on that. Otherwise, it'll be mainly dry today, although we can't rule out a stray light shower this afternoon as that cold front comes in. Much colder conditions building in tonight. Tomorrow, you'll definitely need the winter clothing once again, although we'll see plenty of sunshine this weekend as high pressure works in. Sunday should be nicer for getting outside with much lighter winds. Early next week, some moisture returning could bring us a little bit of a wintry mess early Monday morning before turning to drizzle. A better chance of steadier rain Tuesday into Tuesday evening, and there is some potential that storm could turn into snow again by Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, so please stay tuned for updates. Otherwise, today, mixed skies and rather windy. Again, those isolated brief rain showers are possible later this afternoon, high reaching the low 50s. Southwest wind becoming northwest 20 to 30, gusting up to 45 this afternoon. Tonight, breezy and much colder, chance of a sprinkle or flurry early in the evening, then partly cloudy, low at 15. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and chilly with a high of 28, northwest wind 10 to 15. On Sunday, mostly sunny and nice with lighter winds, low 11, high 38. Heading into Monday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of a light wintry mix early in the morning, turning to just drizzle by midday. Low 26 with a high of 46. Tuesday warmer with periods of rain, high of 50. The rain could mix with a return to wet snow Tuesday night and early Wednesday. Wednesday's high 36. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, we're at 40 degrees. Yesterday's high was 47. No precipitation yesterday. The morning low today, we were down at 27 for a time. A record high was set on this day in 1976 at 59. Record low 12 below zero in 1879. Last year's high was 28 and the low 11. Sunset will happen at 5:49 this afternoon, and sunrise time will be at 6:38 tomorrow morning. Right now, the winds from the east up to 10 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.43. No precipitation today. Once again, we're at 40 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports, good morning. We have a lot of sports to get to, including an update from Bill Twining at the state wrestling tournament. Details on an exciting basketball game heard on WRCO last night. And a little bit later on, more Wisconsin sports. We'll chat about that. Our update is sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and by Hillsboro Equipment.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament got underway on Thursday at the Kohl Center in Madison. The preliminary round matches in all four divisions. First of all, action began Thursday afternoon for the girls and Division I boys. For area girls, North Crawford Seneca sophomore Frankie Groom, Mineral Point junior Delia Collins, and Belmont Platteville senior Kaylee Davis all won a pair of matches to advance to the state semifinals. They'll all be competing tonight at 7 o'clock. Others advancing into the state semifinals for the girls, Kylie Klum of Westby, a pair from Black River Falls, Riley Hanrahan and Caitlin Nobish, a pair of sisters from Adams Friendship, Lydia and Kimura Hutter, and another pair of sisters from Wautoma Wild Rose, Lainey and Brinley Vaughn. All those girls will be competing in the state semifinals tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. Other girls had a difficult time. Both Madeline Muller, a junior from Richland Center, and Lexi Lathrop, a senior from Boscobel Wazika Steuben, were seeded against top-ranked wrestlers and defending state champions. In both cases, Madeline Muller lost to state champ Maddie Peach of Milton. Lexi Lathrop was defeated by state champ Madison Burns of Ashland, and both dropped into the consolation bracket, where they are joined by Catherine McAloes of Brookwood, Marissa Klum of Westby, Olivia Ball of Lancaster, Sidonia Roman of Royal Waniwak Center, Ellie Lenzendorf of Wanakee, Naomi Bermudo of Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights, and three girls from Prairie du Chien, Ireland Chaka, Rosalie Kostman, and Aspen Gilo. There are a number of girls that won their preliminary round match but then lost. They are also in the consolation bracket, including Emily Heisner of Mineral Point, Chloe LaRue of Cuba City Benton Southwestern, Belmont Platteville's J.C. Davis, Amelia Soltis of Mount Horeb-Barneveld, Kit Alsaker of Wanakee, and Margaret Barrett of Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights. Two rounds of girls action today begins at 10 o'clock this morning with a consolation, and then the semifinals tonight at 7 o'clock. A brief look at the boys from the area. Both Braden Hale-Toomey, a freshman, and trainer Curtin, a senior from Reedsburg, won a pair of matches on Thursday and advanced to the state semifinals. They are joined there by these wrestlers from the area, both Eli Meyer and Eli Leonard of Mount Horeb-Barneveld, Gatlin Empey of Stoughton, Sam Zanton of Middleton, Devin Lietzow of Sparta, and Tegan Moore of West Salem, Bangor. On Thursday evening, there were two rounds of wrestling in both divisions 2 and 3, and here's how things went. Richland Center senior Ethan Haiti led early in his match, but wound up losing his quarterfinal 10-8 to Whitewater's Jarvis Porcaro. Ethan Haiti, a two-time state place winner, will place again, but he's in the WrestleBacks toward fifth place for Richland Center. Ithaca Weston with a pair of wrestlers in the tournament. Senior Nolan Waldner won by technical fall, but then lost his quarterfinal. He's in the WrestleBacks, where he's joined by fellow senior Caden Coleman, who lost his opening round match on Thursday. Perfect night for the Riverdale Chieftains. Sophomore Lakota Brewer won his quarterfinal 11-3. He's in the semifinals. Junior Brody Meese won his quarterfinal 10-0. He will join Brewer in the semifinals. And junior Grant Matthews won his quarterfinal by fall. He will join both Brewer and Meese in the semifinals at 7 o'clock tonight. Iowa Grant Highland won 4 of 5 quarterfinals. Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Bodie Bruckhoff all won by fall. Gavin Hinderman was a Tech fall winner, 15-0. The only one to drop his match was Brock Hinderman, who lost 4-1 to Trevor Paulson of Aquinas and is now in the consolation bracket. Mineral Point has 3 in the semifinals tonight. State champion Cade Rule, state runner-up Rowan Carey, and freshman Memphis Burkhalter all won their quarterfinals. They'll wrestle in the semifinal round tonight. The other 5 wrestlers from Mineral Point are in the consolation bracket and will wrestle this afternoon in a session that begins at 1 o'clock. Others in the semifinals tonight include Shane Rashan and Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville, Siler Zansevich and Tristan Stealth of Fenimore, Aiden Grunenfelder and Lucas Orloff of Peck Argyle, Blake Terry and Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien. Seth Greeno of DeSoto had a pair of wins on Thursday. He's in the state semifinal round, along with Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville, Hayden Gillen of Mauston Nisida, and Landon Heitmeyer of Portage, who posted 2 wins on Thursday to advance to the semifinals. Others in the wrestleback round today from the area include 5 from Mineral Point, 3 each from Fenimore, Lancaster, and Cuba City Benton Southwestern. North Crawford Seneca senior Jaron Grimsland won his opening match, then lost. He's in the consolation bracket along with junior Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca. Dodgeville's Rhett Spurley and Nathan Johnson are in the wrestleback activity. Mason Hurd and Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien as well. Also in the consolation bracket today, wrestling in a 1 o'clock session, Brendan Rick of Royal Oneewoc Center, Parker Milsna of Cashton, Oliver Harkus of Belmont Platteville, Espen Swears of Mauston Nacoosa, Caleb Wiseman of Adams Friendship, and Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk, who lost his quarterfinal last night 15-14. There are 3 possible 4-time state champs in this year's tournament. All won their quarterfinals. Danny Heiser of Evansville, Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph, and for the girls, Haley Krieger of New London. They'll be competing in the semifinals tonight. Activity at the Cole Center, the divisions 1 and girls will wrestle at 10 o'clock this morning in consolation. Divisions 2 and 3 in the wrestleback round this afternoon at 1. And all 4 divisions will have their semifinals tonight at 7 o'clock at the Cole Center in Madison. For Kirk Layer, Pat Mahoney, and David Werman, for WRCO Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
80-74, a shootout tonight, down to 30 seconds. Jaden Shep lobs to Brady Dash. Up ahead, Liam goes up for the stuff. Exclamation point for the Hornets. 82-74, left side, three-try McGraw, no good. Bosworth rebound, Richland center ball. 12 seconds to go in double overtime. Taking it across the timeline is Jaden Shep. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, keeps the dribble. Hornets get the win here in double overtime.
The Richland Center boys basketball team capped off the regular season with a thrilling 82-74 double overtime win against visiting Dodgeville. The Hornets finished the regular season at 12-12 with back-to-back wins this week. The Dodgers led 35-30 at halftime. Richland Center took several leads down the stretch. Dodgeville tied the game at 63 with 55 seconds left in regulation and had the ball with 15 seconds left, but failed to get a decent shot and the game went to the first overtime. Both teams scored scored six in 4 minutes, and the game went to a second overtime. The Hornets never trailed in the extra frame, the second one, on the way to the win. Richland Center featured a balanced attack with Liam Fingerson leading the way. He had key baskets at crucial points of the game and wound up with 20. Wes Bosworth helped out with 19. Garrison Weiss added 16. And sophomore Jaden Shep hit two critical three-pointers and wound up with 14 as the fourth Hornet in double-figure scoring. Brady Dosh had 7, Trayton Shep 5, Kaizen Schwitzenberg 1. The team was 7 for 15 from the line, and they made 5 three-pointers. Dodgeville was led in scoring by Bryce Krubaugh-Lockhart with 25, John McGraw added 16, and Jace Halverson made 10 points. The Dodgers made 8 three-pointers in the first half and finished the game with 12. They were 8 for 12 from the line. Following the 82-74 double overtime win, Richland Center will now prepare for the WIAA tournament with a game at Evansville Tuesday night. Dodgeville will open the postseason Tuesday night against Mauston. Elsewhere last night in conference play, Platteville with a win against River Valley, 82-61. And last night, Lancaster was a winner over Prairie du Chien, 67-37. Lafarge beat Nisida, 64-42. Cuba City over Boscobel, 76-41. Mineral Point, 66. Iowa Grant, 45. It was a win for Darlington over Riverdale, 80-49. Zeke Zuberbühler with 22 for Darlington. Bevan Dennis with 25 points, 7 three-pointers for Riverdale. And Southwestern, a winner against Fenimore, 57-47 in area boys basketball. There's plenty of girls WIAA tournament action tonight. We'll be on hand at Schulzburg. The Ithaca Bulldogs travel to Schulzburg in a 7th versus a 2nd seed game. River Ridge plays at Waseca Steuben as well. It'll be Kickapoo home against Cochran Fountain City and Hillsboro at Oliva Strum. Cuba City hosts Parkview in Division 4, Lancaster at Mineral Point, and Darlington at Belleville among the games coming up in Division 3. Prairie du Chien hosts River Valley, Broadhead at Platteville in WIAA Girls Tournament play. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. The Pin Pals had an 18-86, ILK an 18-10, and the Spare Parts a 16-96. Pin Pals 642 and a 641. The ILK team a 621 and a 609. Top series, Ann Makovic with a 508. Cheryl McNerland 503. Marsha Mahatka 502. Top game, Ann Makovic 199. Pat Adams 197. Cheryl McNerland 193. Alma Manning had a 5-6-10 split pickup. Barb Burns, Ann Makovic, and Judy Skelly, each with 2 sevens in the Coffee Clutch League. All-Star Bowling, top series, Turbo's Bar and Grill, 29-54. Pioneer Print Company, 29-27. Julie Karen State Farm, 28-97. Pioneer Print Company had a 1,042. Turbo's Bar and Grill, a 1,040. And Julie Karen State Farm, a 999. Top series, Travis Bushley, 118 over average with a 778. Steve Olson and Chase Keller each had 691s, and Lucas Lindvig a 672. Top game, Travis Bushley, 278. Chase Keller, 257. Elijah Cannon, a 247. And other highlights, Addison Pardoon with a 648, 138 over average. Jeremy Strube bowled a 626 series, 101 over average. And Scott Dilley with a 546, 90 pins over average. We'll talk more sports coming up.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Mauston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Joining us at WRCO is Mike Clemens to talk sports with the Wisconsin Slant. Mike, are you trying out at the NFL Combine?
No, I leave that to Rich Eisen from the NFL Network, who does the 40-yard dash every year, and I think he does it for a charity. But no, I mean, this is pretty exciting, man. We're at the NFL Scouting Combine, in the Indiana Convention Center, downtown Indianapolis. And 329 players, to be exact, are here, college players, and they do their physicals. They do interviews with the teams. They talk to the media. And then they go across the street to Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Indianapolis Colts, where they run the 40-yard dash, the shuttles, lift weights, and get those measurables. They've been doing it since 1987 down here. A guy from Wisconsin, Gil Brandt, who was born in Milwaukee, went to UW-Madison, and Elroy Hirsch, Crazy Legs Hirsch, who became a star receiver in the 50s with the Rams, got Gil a job in the NFL, and later Gil was with the Cowboys and was there when Tom Landry was building that dynasty, worked there like 28 years. Gil in the 80s said, why are we going all over the country to do this? Why don't we just fly everybody in? So they brought everyone here so that they could have the same set of doctors, the same measurements to measure these college football players as they get ready for the draft, which will be in Green Bay this year.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the Badgers have three players there this weekend, don't they?
Yeah, yesterday, Phil, we talked to Hunter Roller, who played at Muskego High outside of Milwaukee and then got to the Badgers and was recruited by Paul Christ, then went through the change with Luke Fickell and his staff coming in. And he said, you know, it's been a challenge. I think he's been through three different position coaches, and two defensive coordinators, a couple of head coaches. And, you know, his first couple of years, yeah, it was automatic. They went to a bowl game. And then for the first time in 22 years, they didn't go to a bowl game last year because they ended up with that 5-7 record. You know, they had trouble at quarterback and so on and so forth. So, you know, I thought he gave a really honest answer, Phil, when he said, I still think that the Coach Fickell is a good coach, that he can turn the program around, and that they're going to make us proud in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I saw that the ESPN has kind of predicted him to finish higher this year, so that's good. What are the other two Badgers there, by the way?
Joe Huber is here, and Jack Nelson. So pretty much your left, the left side of your offensive line. And they'll be talking tomorrow, so I'll get to know a little bit about their backgrounds or what they've been up to the last 6 or 7 weeks since the Badgers season ended. But the offensive line will be workout last. But, you know, the NFL has switched things around. It used to be certainly probably draft-friendly, team-friendly, but like just about everything else they've done, they've tried to maximize this as a TV show. So a lot of this stuff now, instead of being run in the morning or the afternoon, they do these drills in the early evening for what? Primetime TV. And they'll do the quarterbacks and the wide receivers on like a Friday or Saturday when they can get the most viewers, right?
Right. Well, what about the Packers? I understand that you were hanging out with GM Brian Gutekunst.
Well, the truth is, after several years, you know, for years, Phil, like Ron Wolf, and especially under Ted Thompson, they would have this closed-door meeting with just like the top beat writers and TV people, radio people weren't allowed, and then you'd have to like read their stories to see what quotes or, you know, what leans towards stories that they got out of that meeting. And I've been doing this long enough where a couple of years ago, I don't know if it was LaFleur or whatever, they let me in. So I got to sit at the table now the last couple of years. And Gutekunst comes down here early, just like Ted used to. And we had a room in the conference room of the team hotel for the Packers down here in Indianapolis. We talked to him for an hour. Some of it was off record. Most of it, we could run a little recorder just for taking our notes. And, you know, essentially he said, I don't know how great the free agency class is going to be this year because they sure hit the jackpot last year when they went out and got Xavier McKinney from the Giants, who ended up, you know, at one point leading the league in interceptions with 7. And then, you know, Josh Jacobs, the running back out of the Raiders, I mean, he changed the dynamics of the Packers offense toward the second half of the season. There's guys that he thinks that can probably help them. He doubts that he'll make a trade, which means he's trying to signal that, yeah, I'm not going to give up like 2 first-round picks to get Myles Garrett, the edge pass rusher out of the Browns, who wants out of Cleveland. Although, also, this is a great thing. You can talk to all these coaches. And, you know, Kevin Stefanski from the Browns says, we're not trading Myles Garrett. He's a property of the Browns. I've talked to him. I'm going to keep those talks private. But so, you know, people are getting excited. Maybe that could be the next Reggie White coming to Green Bay. But Gutekunst did talk about Jaire Alexander, who, you know, once again got injured. It was a knee injury. And then there was some, you know, back and forth as to whether or not he was good enough to play or maybe how his treatments were. I don't know if it was a disagreement. But I think there's a pretty good chance that Jaire Alexander gets traded away when free agency starts.
The tush push was in the news again this week. Is it true the Packers were one of the teams to kind of fight back against that?
It is. And, you know, it's kind of un-Packer-like because, you know, every year we come down here and there's some sort of big sensational story. Like, I remember one of the first times they get in there. Do you remember a running back out of Ohio State, Maurice Clarett?
Yeah, I remember the name.
Yeah, like he stole somebody's cell phone and he, you know, was in jail and there's all this drama, right? And then, so I remember like 300 reporters, looked like an old-fashioned silent movie, like the Keystone Cops all rushing to cover him when he walked in the room, like, come on, man. And once he gets into the NFL, he does nothing, right? It's just, so there's those kinds of stories. But then, of all the, I mean, the Green Bay Packers, man, they are CIA. They go deep. You don't know where they are, when they are, what they're doing. The Athletic, you know, one of the sports publications, breaks a story that the competition committee is going to seriously discuss banning the Philadelphia Eagles tush push, where they all line up. Their offensive linemen get down in a very low pad level 4-point stance, and then they, you know, they do what they can to push Jalen Hurts, their quarterback, across for a quarterback sneak for a first down or sometimes for a touchdown. And they reported that it was the Packers that filed the complaint. So we're there with Brian Gutekunst and saying, hey, man, what do you know about this? And he said, you know, I'm aware of it. I haven't really seen any data on the injuries. It didn't come from me. And so Mark Murphy, the president of the team, had written something once a month. He goes to the mailbag and posts his answers on the team website. And he talked about, you know, I don't know if the tush push is very good because, you know, it was illegal to push a player in. You know the iconic photo of Bart Starr's quarterback sneak in the ice bowl, right?
Right, right. Chuck Mersin.
Very good recall. Chuck Mersin, a fill-in running back. They had tried two or three times to try and get the ball in, and then Bart goes over to Lombardi and says, man, it's too slippery out there. He says, how about I just call the 31 blast, but I'll take it myself because I'm just a foot away, and I'll go behind you. Go ahead, run it, and let's get the hell out of here, says Lombardi. So Bart calls a 31 blast. Mersin, the running back, thinks he's getting the ball. Bart goes behind Jerry Kramer, scores the quarterback sneak. They beat the Cowboys in the Ice Bowl. Mersin, you can see him in the picture, put his hands over his head, and you think he's signaling touchdown. I talked to Chuck once back in the day and said, he said, no. He says, I wanted to show the refs. I didn't touch him. I didn't push him, you know. So that's the way the league used to be. There was no this pushing and shoving. And so that's, you know, the heritage of the Packers. But we talked to Murphy in the hallway. He says, I did not file the complaint, which means apparently it was LaFleur that filed the complaint with the league. He's not in favor of the tush push.
Interesting. we're just out of time here, but enjoy your time walking the NFL Convention Center. It must be quite the center of activity. We can hear it in the background today.
Oh, you know, and I was just checking my phone. I walked 5 miles yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
I'm getting my steps in, Phil.
That's awesome. Great. Well, thanks for the update. We appreciate it so much, Mike.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Mike Clemens joining us from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis today.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just It's 42 degrees at WRCO. Time now for a vintage Paul Harvey program sponsored by Dairy Hardware and Spring Green. Ready for your next project. Whether you're a DIYer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. One autumn in another century, there was no room at the Central Hotel. Bad news for Sam Hill. Sam was a paint salesman from Beloit, a passer-through Boscobel, Wisconsin. Hotel owner John Church said he was sorry, but it was a busy season. There was likely no place in town that Sam could stay. Sam said okay. He figured he'd just move on. But then the innkeeper said, wait a minute. There was another traveling salesman staying at the Central, a regular customer. Name was John Nicholson. Just maybe, just this once, John wouldn't mind sharing his room with a colleague in need. So Sam Hill was taken up to room 19. The hotel man introduced the two salesmen, and Sam's predicament was explained. John said, fine. Sam could stay with him that night. Fortunately, there were two beds. Neither fellow would bother the other. The innkeeper left. And that might have been that. But this is the rest of the story. Sam Hill lay down on his bed, his hands behind his head, twilight gently spilling into the room. Sam looked over at John, who, not knowing that he was observed, lifted something small and black from his suitcase. It was a Bible. Sam asked what was John selling. John said paper products. Sam asked what John was doing with the Bible, and John answered that he was a Christian. He always kept his Bible close by. Sam said that was a coincidence. He was a Christian also. Had a Bible in his own suitcase. John said he was about to have his evening devotions. Would Sam care to join him? And Sam said he'd like that very much. So the two salesmen opened their Bibles. They read aloud to each other and then prayed. And afterward, they both lay awake, talking. Darkness had fallen. The street below their window was quiet now, except for the soft rippling of the Wisconsin River current in a log flume nearby. Their conversation lasted hours into the night. But before both had fallen asleep, an idea was born. How wonderful, they both remarked, was the comfort of their Christian fellowship in the midst of lonely travel. And they had grown determined somehow to extend this same comfort to travelers everywhere. A few months later, John and Sam met a man named Bill Knight from John's hometown, Janesville. And all three agreed. All three knelt together in prayer, committing themselves to the establishment of an association of Christian traveling men. And they would name their association after the hero of Judges, Judges 6 and 7, the man who led small numbers against impossible odds to victory, John Nicholson and Sam Hill, and Bill Knight thus dedicated themselves 109 years ago. The organization they founded is thriving still, supplying a transient world with the Word of God, distributing 1 million Bibles every 15 days through 85,000 workers in 134 countries. Of course, you've seen their Bibles in hotel rooms and hospitals and schools. And you've relived that night in the fall of 98 when Sam and John got together for the first time. There was no room in the inn. And they then and there ignited the spark that became the flame called Gideon's. And now you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Are you tired of paying rent and building someone else's equity? It's time to stop making your landlord's mortgage payment and start investing in your future. Divorce your landlord today and step into home ownership. Whether it's your first home, dream home, or anything in between, the Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help you make that leap. Call us now, 608-738-8765, and see how easy it can be to own your own home. Why rent when you can own? The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you say goodbye to renting and hello to your new home.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with fellow small business owner, who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our Fresh from the Country get-together looks at a few brand new releases from country music. And this week, we have a brand new one from Dan and Shay to check out, courtesy of Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
There's a swing on the porch. Summertime is a little too short. The best things in life are free, and they're always gone.
And Shay, it always seems that they release some very likable little ditties, and that's a new one called Always Gonna Be. From WRCO Radio and Fresh from the Country, coming up our trivia question of the day. We'll see how you do with that one coming up. But right now, a new one from Dierks Bentley. It's called She Hates Me.
Mama, don't do drama, heart of gold, salt of the earth. Holds her whiskey, knows her Whitley, talking old school every word. She's an angel like if L.A. was a town in Tennessee. And she'd be mine except for just one little thing. She hates me. hit it off until she called to say, don't call again. I'd bet that we were headed for a set of wedding bands. There's just one little hiccup in my plans. She hates me. My hair, my truck, my dog, my music makes her crazy. She done been there, done that, ain't coming back. No maybes. Thought one day we'd be on some acres raising babies. She should be falling. Only problem is she hates me. Yeah, we were meant to be. She don't know when yet, but just wait and see. Even though my dog, my music makes her crazy. She done been there, done that, ain't coming back. No babies. Thought one day we'd be on some acres raising babies. She should be falling. Only problem is she hates me. She hates me.
The new one from Dierks Bentley, She Hates Me, fresh from the country here on WRCO Radio. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroqua.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It is trivia time once again. Your chance to win from our friends at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
All right, trivia time once again from WRCO Radio, and your chance to win a great prize from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. In the 1960s, this game was a kid's favorite. Today, more than 80% of kids have never played it. What is it? 608-647-4155. In the 60s, a kid's favorite game. Today, more than 80% of kids have never played it. I'll give you a little hint to maybe narrow it down a little bit. We'll tell you, it is not a board game. Good luck as you try trivia today. WRCO and Fresh from the Country is a new one from Vincent Mason.
Shots ain't all I could use three of. Need a Jim Beam, genie, I could beam up. This bar might as well be a swinging door cell, cause I'm in hell. I know our love's all down the drain now. I ain't out here tracking your name down. Sometimes, girl, I need a little Tennessee help to wish you well. But I wish you would come, wish you would miss me. Wish you and me, we were more than a memory. Wish you were here, wish you were mad. Wish you were second chance lonely night. Thing is, my heart here right by the shelf. We didn't last like the last call bell. Can't bring myself to too much else. I sit on this bar stool sipping that wish you well. Keeps taking my order. Jukebox keeps taking my quarter. I'd rather go throw them in something else. I wish you would. Cause I wish you would come. Wish you would miss me. Wish you and me, we were more than a memory. Wish you were here. Wish you were mine. Wish you were second chance lonely tonight. Thing is, my heart here right by the shelf. We didn't last like the last call bell. Can't bring myself. Shells. I sit on this bar stool sipping that wish you well. Sipping that wish you well. Well, maybe I'll leave this bar. This ain't the one came through so far. Guess I'll try me to him start. Cause heavy it all. I wish you would call. Wish you would miss me. Wish you and me, we were more than a memory. Wish you were here, wish you were mine. Wish you were second chance lonely tonight. Thing is, my heart here right by the shelf. We didn't last like the last call bell. Can't bring myself to too much else. I sit on this bar stool sipping that wish you well. Sipping that wish you well.
There you go, brand new one from Vincent Mason. It's called Wish You Well. We have a winner today. Yes, away you go. We say congratulations to Kathy listening to us in Baraboo. Very good. That's an honor to have you listening over there, Kathy. We appreciate that. 1960s, this game was a kid's favorite. Today, more than 80% of kids have never played it. My hint, it's not a board game. Now, we had a couple of guesses for other things. Someone said Jack's. And someone else said hide and seek. I think kids probably still know about hide and seek, but do they know about hopscotch? Hopscotch is the answer. Yeah, remember that? I remember my sister and I had chalk. We would play at home. We usually had some sort of a hopscotch formation set up on the old sidewalk there in front of the farmhouse, which was not level. No, you had to be careful when you're hopping and jumping. You might catch your pro ked and then go tumbling down. Hopscotch is the right answer. Kathy and Baraboo wins from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe here in downtown Richland Center. Coming up, we'll take a look at the most played country songs across the land.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guy. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's woodcutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chain for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Right around the bend, our update at 9, and then our morning show time. We'll welcome members of the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Board, and also Mike Hardy will stop by from Simon's Recreation Complex, talking about a new special opportunity here, an MOU between the Simons and Grace, and also we'll have some ideas about an upcoming special group that Grace could be forming as well. So that's all on our morning show today in the next hour. The top five most country played songs, Cody Johnson, I'm Gonna Love You, is at number 5. Morgan Wallen, Love Somebody, at number 4. Jordan Davis, I Ain't Saying, at number 3. Jelly Roll and Liar is hanging out at number 2. And number 1, boy, lots of duets for this guy, and they've all done really well in the country music scene. This is Post Malone featuring Luke Combs.
Just might lose what's left in my
faces is the hard part. She's searching for someone who's gonna build it back. But I ain't got a guy for that.
Number one most played this week, Post Malone featuring Luke Combs on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Happy trails.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later.
Until we meet again.
The news update from ABC is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. We're at 43.